Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, this morning, as we sort of rub our eyes and dust off the election results from yesterday, we look at the national scene. President Obama came out, did a press conference. He vowed to work with Congress and also without it.
Yeah, you know, I heard the press conference, and I thought that he was very good about the way that he played it. He was not arrogant at all. On the other hand, there was a sort of tenor of strength, which is, look, this is the way things go. This is the way things have gone in the past. I'm going to work with them. I hope this is an opportunity. And that coming right after Mitch McConnell had basically said, oh, no, you better not. You better not do the immigration thing on your own. You better not. So there was a marked difference in the McConnell that we had come to know, the guy who said his only reason for existence basically was to get rid of Obama, you know, in the beginning. But what we saw yesterday was sort of foxy grandpa, you know, nice guy assuring the American people. The Republicans, David, pursued a strategy this time that was very different from the last time. They had decided that the right wing was wacko and that they were going to make sure that moderates were chosen for the senatorial candidates. In some cases in Colorado and other places, all of a sudden a new friendly face came out for the Hispanic community, which had not been shown before. And, you know, a lot depends on what they do as opposed to what they say. But what they were saying was much more amenable to the middle of the roaders in the United States than what we had seen in the past.
One of the other things the president pointed out was when he said, what's most important to the American people right now, the resounding message, not just of this election, but basically the last several, is get stuff done. Don't worry about the next election. Don't worry about party affiliation. Do worry about our concerns. And he pointed out that much of the American people like some of the things that he's done and wants to do.
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, as he ticked off all of the things that the administration had accomplished, starting with the great crisis, the financial crisis, you know, one really could sense that there might be some buyer's remorse on those people who had picked up the Republican narrative of Obama as a bad guy because, you know, on the contrary, he's gotten a great deal done in this country. And there are many of us who think that when the history books are closed, it's going to show that. But I think that Obama understands the realities of his political situation, wants to make the best of it. And the Republicans are signaling that there are some areas that they're willing to work on, and like tax reform. But, you know, the devil, as it has always been said, is in the details. Tax reform, indeed. But who makes out and who loses is the big question when you have a program like that.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Thanks, as always, Alan.
Thank you, David.